Welcome everyone to this podcast. It's called My Second Life, and this is a show where we talk about how to make changes in your career or in your life in order to discover your life's true passion and purpose so that you can start living your second life. You know, a lot of times we get stuck in a rut in our current jobs or our current situation in life, and we just feel trapped in it. We feel unhappy, unfulfilled, and like there's something bigger that's out there for us, that we were put here on this earth, in this world, to do so much more, something bigger than what we're doing now. But a lot of times we just can't put our finger on it. We don't know what it is, and we don't know where to begin. And one of the big problems is when we're doing things such as, you know, taking on jobs because we have to pay bills, right? We're doing things in our lives, not so much that we want to be doing, but we're doing them because we feel that they're a necessity, that we should be doing them. You know, a lot of times our loved ones, like our family members or our spouses, are depending on us. We have bills to pay. We have, you know, friends and family members who expect us to do certain things. We have all of our commitments and responsibilities and obligations, and we don't want to let people down. We're in a way, we're afraid because we can't quit our current job when, you know, we're behind on the rent, when we don't know how we're coming up with the mortgage for the month on our house, you know, how the bills are going to get paid. All of these things add up, and it keeps us stuck in our current situation. And whenever we get those nudges telling us, hey, there's something else out there for us, there's something else we should be doing, we put those nudges aside. We tell ourselves things like, we can't do that. We're not smart enough to be doing that. There's no time for us to be doing that. We've got bills to pay, and we can't afford to be doing things like that. And that's what happens when we get stuck in this rut of sorting our lives out by necessity rather than sorting out the possibilities in our lives. You know, I'm reminded of this in my own story. You know, a while back, you know, I was running my own business. I had a lot of freedom. I had, you know, I could do whatever I wanted to do. I set my own hours. I was my own boss. And I loved that part about my own business. But one of the things was that, you know, I was doing personal training and I was traveling quite a bit because I didn't have a location. So I went to my clients' homes and I trained them in their homes. And, you know, I enjoyed the clients I worked with. I had a great time helping them achieve their health and fitness goals. But something was nudging at me, and you know, that voice in my head and in my gut kept getting louder and urging me on all the time. And, you know, I couldn't really pinpoint what it was. I felt like I had a lot of what I wanted, but there was something that wasn't completely fulfilled in me. And I couldn't put my finger on it. And, you know, I had as well bills to pay. I had a wife to support, and, you know, she relied on my income, and my wife and I had at the time a newborn daughter that, you know, we had a lot of expenses that we had to pay. And, you know, for me, I started realizing that I had more of an ambition rather than to train clients. What I really enjoyed was teaching, and I really wanted to get more into the teaching aspect of my job and create something in that rather than doing the training. But again, I couldn't just up and leave my job with all the bills to pay. And I couldn't figure out how I was going to do this where I could teach people what I knew for a living. So what happened was I ended up, you know, wanting to break out a little bit more. And ultimately, I received an opportunity to develop a wellness program for a local business out in the area where I live. Now, this seemed like an ideal opportunity for me because really the job position involved not only developing this wellness program, but I was going to be the whole creator and director of it. I was really setting up the program and going to hire a staff for it. And ultimately, if it all went well, I was going to get to bring it to the other companies. This was just one location of a big company. So they had a lot of locations, both in my state and out of state. So this looked like the big, you know, breakthrough that I was waiting for. And I, you know, jumped all over the opportunity. Now, I jumped into this job with both feet and a lot of ambition. And unfortunately, it ended up not being exactly the position that I was hoping for, as things were quickly changing and my hands were getting tied and I was getting limited with what I could do and what I couldn't do. And that ultimately led to several, shall I say, heated or semi-heated discussions with my boss. And long story short, things really were not moving in the direction I had hoped for. So I knew that this was not going to be the ideal situation for me and not lead to the life that I wanted. So I knew I needed to do something else. But again, I had bills to pay. I had a family to support. You know, I had to keep a roof over my head. We had to keep food on the table. So I couldn't just up and leave. And this was one of those things where, you know, I was stuck in a rut and kind of doing what I felt I was supposed to be doing, you know, and my family, you know, if I would have up and left, it would have been at the time irresponsible of me. My family, I was worried about what they would think of me as well, because what would I have? What would I fall back on? You know, would I go back to training clients again in their homes? Well, I really didn't want to do that. And I didn't want to seem like I didn't have my life together. I was so worried about what other people were thinking of me and what was expected of me. So I really was living my life feeling like or living in a way that I thought I was supposed to rather than what I wanted to be doing. So if you're stuck in that kind of a situation, then the question is, Where do we start? How do we begin? How do we get out of it? And I'll tell you a way that I started doing that without having to leave the current job that I was in. I was still able to produce income and, you know, pay all our bills while working on the career that I really, really wanted. See, I had to spend some time, first of all, getting in touch with what that nudge inside me was telling me, what that little voice inside that kept twisting and turning in me, what was it saying? And I had to put my finger on it. And when I finally sat around and I thought about it and brainstormed on it, I realized that teaching, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to impact people on a worldwide level, and I wanted to do it as a teacher and as an author and as a speaker. Now, first things first was I wanted to get into somehow teaching what I had already knew, because I had an uncanny knowledge or something that was pretty rare in the fitness industry. And the things that I was working with clients and helping people with was something that wasn't taught to a lot of fitness professionals. And I really wanted to get that out and teach that. So knowing that I couldn't just make a full-time leap, you know, right out of the gate, I had to find a way to make my beginnings. And that's what I want to talk about, is making the beginnings toward doing what you are meant to be doing. So what I did was I started stealing time. So that's the biggest thing, is in making this start, it's all about stealing time. So what am I talking about when I say stealing time? Well, you know, it's really interesting how we talk ourselves out of so many of the things we want. And there's a number of different reasons why we do it. But mainly there's a lot of fear that we have. We feel maybe we're not qualified to do what we really want to do, or we feel we're not smart enough, we're not educated enough, or maybe we compare ourselves to somebody who's really out there doing this type of work that we want to do, and they're making a great living, and they seem to have their everything going on in their life. They're making a lot of money. They're famous, whatever. And we compare ourselves to that person or those people, and we feel like, God, there's no way I can be like that person. You know, we have a lot of negativity. We have those self-limiting beliefs that every time we get our hope up, just boom, talk us right back down and right back out of our dream and right back into our current situation that we don't want. So what do we have to do? Well, we've got to get started. We've got to get rid of or get past those fears, those negative beliefs, and just make a start. So part of making that start is stealing time. And again, it's really amazing at how when we want something bad enough, when we really, really are determined to get something in our life, how we find a way and we move heaven and earth to get that thing or whatever it is that we want at that time in our life. It's as if nothing can stop us. And you've been there before. Think about it. Think about a time in your life. It could be a simple thing. It could have been that you just really, really one day wanted an ice cream from your favorite local ice cream shop. And maybe it was pouring buckets of rain or it was like hurricane type weather, but nothing was going to stop you from getting that ice cream. And somehow, some way, you found a way to brave the conditions and go get it. Or maybe it was something bigger. Whatever the case is, undoubtedly, you've had something like that happen in your life somewhere. Can you remember at least one time when you had that, right? Now, when you wanted that thing so bad, you were going to move heaven and earth to get it, and that's exactly what you did. So let me ask you something. How come when it comes to doing what you want to be doing, what you feel your purpose is, that you're ignoring it and finding excuses or reasons to talk yourself out of it? I'm too busy. I don't have time to do that. I've got bills to pay. When am I ever going to do that? I'm not smart enough. I don't have the education. I need money to do this. I need that. I need this. Whatever the case is, whatever the excuse is, we keep finding too many reasons and we trip ourselves up with all of these reasons why we can't, and never once consider what we need to do that tells us we can do this. So let's make the start today. Stealing time is the way to go. Now, what I mean by stealing time, when I was back in that job I told you about a little while ago, I was so determined to get out of that place as quickly as I possibly could. And I knew with a full-time job, and I had to, after work, go pick up my daughter, then I had to go to the store most of the time because I cooked dinner for my family and I had dinner to get ready. I had, you know, my daughter to make sure that she was taken care of and get things ready for when my wife got home. And that left me really no time at night because that was family time. And come the morning, I had to go to work and the whole cycle repeated itself. So I had one of two choices. One, I could accept and argue in favor of my limitations and defend all those reasons why I didn't have time and why I couldn't make the start, or I could buck up and find a way to get it done. So stealing time is the way I got it done. So what I had to do was realize that if I wasn't going to get it done after work, then I had to get something done before work. And that for me was the driving force that got me up out of bed, that gave me at least 1 hour, and most of the days 2 hours early I would get out of bed so that I would have that much time to get started on what I wanted to do. So what did I do? Well, I had an hour to 2 hours every morning, every weekday morning before I went to work, that I got up online and I started a blog. That was my first thing, because I knew if I wanted to teach what I wanted to teach, I had to get noticed. And I didn't have time to go running around out in my area and try and flag down people who, you know, I wouldn't know the first person to talk to and what to do. So I knew, though, that online there's a whole wide world that I could reach out to and I could get exposure to. So I had to make the steps. I developed my website, right? And I put a blog. And I would, every morning, I would be making content on that blog. I'd be writing article posts, or I would do podcasts similar to the one you're listening now. I would do videos, you know, whatever it was, or I'd be just brainstorming my ideas and what I was going to do next. So I stole time little by little to build up a presence online. Now, it didn't happen overnight, but ultimately, you know, I got in the habit of doing this over and over. And yeah, you know, on those mornings that I got up, was I tired? Yeah, I was tired. There was nothing more that I wanted than to just roll back over, shut off the alarm clock, and go to sleep for another hour or two. And a lot of times I was, when I woke up, those were the voices going on in my head telling me, Kevin, come on. Do you really think that you are going to be able to teach anything? Look at the fitness, the top fitness experts out there who are teaching and doing what it is you want to do. They're making so much money. They're impacting lives. They've got this. They've got that. You are nothing like them. That's what I would tell myself. You're not as smart as them. You don't have the education that they have. Because for me, I didn't have a college degree. I was not a one-time, not a two-time, not a three-time, but I am a four-time college dropout. And here I am wanting to teach fitness professionals something that I think I know that they're going to want to learn from me. Who do you think you're kidding? That's what I tell myself every morning. But you know what? After I talked to myself for about 4 or 5 minutes and let all those voices run through my head, I just got up, got out of bed, got showered, and did it regardless. And that's what I had to do because there was too many reasons I would have to not get it done. So I got up and started getting it done. Then what I started doing is on my lunch hours, rather than just wasting all my time sitting and eating lunch like, you know, all the people that I work with would do. They would sit and, you know, play video games on their cell phones or text message their friends or just go to sleep. You know, I had to get out of this. I was not happy doing what I was doing, and I used my lunch time as well to start brainstorming my new ideas for the next articles I was going to post up or videos I was going to do. Whatever it was, I was doing it. They had a computer, lucky for us, in the office that we were allowed to use on our break time if it was available. So whenever that computer was available, I was up on there, getting on my website, putting things up there, developing my new ideas. I never stopped stealing time. So here I am now. I have my mornings, and if you think about it, just 5 days a week on a Monday through Friday, if you can get even just 30 minutes of time, think of how much time you've got in your week that you're stealing. You're stealing about, 2.5 hours of time every week. Then to top it off, if you use your lunch time a little bit to start brainstorming ideas, that's even more time. Now, one of the fortunate things that I was able to do as well, and maybe this is something you can do, I don't know what your current job looks like, but here's an idea for you. I talked to my boss, and I had worked out a deal so that I, instead of taking a full hour for lunch, I knew I didn't want a full hour of lunch. I did not want to spend one more second in this place than I had to. So what I was able to do was to take, instead of an hour lunch, a half an hour lunch, which meant that I could leave work a half an hour early each day. So that gave me a good 15 to 20 minutes because once lunchtime came, I mean, I was just gobbling down my food to give me as much time as I could on the computer to or writing down on my notepad, you know, what I needed to do next. So I was stealing all the time I could so that I could get out of that place a half an hour early and pick up my daughter, get whatever we needed at the store, get things ready at home, and then that gave me usually a half an hour of time at home before my wife would get home and we had our family time so that I could work a little bit more. So here I was going from just a concept of, or actually beyond even having the concept, I went from looking at all the limitations I had and the reasons why I couldn't do what I wanted to do into stealing an hour to 2 hours almost every morning, stealing 15 to 20 minutes every lunch hour I had, and then on most days stealing another half hour at the back end of the day. So what happened as a result of all of this? Well, it took a little bit of time, but ultimately within 6 months of doing it, I received my first big break. See, I got a contact because of my blog online. I got a contact, contacted from a man in Istanbul, Turkey, of all places. Now, I'm over here in California, United States, and I get contacted by this guy who owns a fitness education company in Istanbul, Turkey, of all places. Now, my first thought was to delete that email because I got the email and he was mentioning how he saw my blog and was interested in having me fly over to Istanbul and teach some fitness professionals over there. Now, go figure, what are the odds of this? That the thing that I was trying so hard to do was to get into teaching fitness professionals what I knew. And I get contacted by a guy who is asking me if I'm interested in doing it. And here's the funny thing, again, about what I talk about, arguing for your limitations. See, I was going to delete, I was so close to deleting that email and dismissing this guy as some spammer or some phony who was just full of it. And luckily, I gave it a chance. Luckily, I didn't delete that email. I could remember having my right hand on the mouse and I had my index finger right on top of that mouse button. I was right on top of it, just about to hit the click. And right when I was going to click it, something stopped me. Whatever it was, I'm so glad it did. Because had I deleted that email, I would have missed the biggest break of my life that got me started on my second life, doing what it is that I wanted to do. So I replied to the guy in Istanbul. We talked back and forth for a while. But before long, I found myself just a few short months later on a flight over to Istanbul, Turkey, a fully paid for flight with a fully paid for hotel room at a 4-star hotel in Istanbul. My meals were paid for, hotel paid for, my flight was paid for, and I got paid an unbelievable sum of money, more than I could have ever imagined to do this. And best of all, I got to teach what I wanted to teach. I got to make up whatever it was I wanted to do and teach it to 51 fitness professionals over in another country. And it didn't stop there. Because not only did I teach in Istanbul, we took a flight from Istanbul over to Ankara, another city in Turkey, and I got to teach over there as well. This blew my mind. And I'll tell you, had I clicked that delete button that day, that long day, so long before then, just that time, if I would have clicked delete, I never would have experienced this. And I knew when I was out there teaching, when I was finally up there, I remember just, you know, about 10 minutes or 15 minutes before I was going to start. And I heard all the fitness professionals outside the door because I was inside, kind of locked away in this big, huge conference room. And I'm sitting there nervous and I'm almost shaking and my hands are sweating. And I'm thinking, God, how am I ever going to do this? And I'm thinking how they're going to hate me. I'm thinking how I'm not smart enough to do this. I shouldn't. Who am I thinking about doing this? I should be getting out of here. And, you know, thankfully, there was no escape doors. I couldn't get out of it. I was stuck there for the long haul. And I'm so glad I did it. Because once I started teaching and talking about what I loved and what I knew, and I was doing it, I had the most unbelievable feeling. I knew I had tapped into my purpose. I knew that teaching, this was what I was meant to do this whole time. And I was so glad I did. And I received not one, but two standing ovations at the end of my time there from the fitness professionals after I taught them. Standing ovations. They were crowding around me to take pictures. I mean, I felt like a celebrity, like a movie star out there. It was unreal. So this isn't something about, you know, to brag about everything I did, but what it is, it's to get you motivated to make the start, to get you to get outside of your limitations and to stop defending those limitations and to get you to start stealing time and make that start. And you've got to do it. Just steal the time, make a plan for when you're going to start. Hell, start it today, start it tomorrow, start it as soon as possible, but don't keep putting off what you need to be doing, what you know your purpose is. Figure it out and start stealing time. And if you don't know what that purpose is, then start stealing time and make it a point to sit down and lock yourself in a room when you're stealing that time. Lock yourself in that room with a piece of paper and a pen and start writing down ideas and start figuring out what it is that you want to get started on for your second life. So stealing time as much, as often as you can, and being creative about doing it. That is step one to starting your second life. Now, this was the first podcast that I did, and there's going to be many more. So my hopes is that if you have any questions or topics you'd like covered, to do me a favor and give me your feedback and get a hold of me. Or if you have experiences that you've done that somehow, if you're stealing time or you have other strategies or you're on track to your second life, I'd love to hear about what that is so that you can help the people I'm trying to reach out to and inspire them as well to get started on their second life. See, together, we can help each other and we can help the world. We can make such a difference by sharing all of our ideas and supporting one another in our efforts to live our true life's purpose and discover what those passions are, what that direction is, and to go out and go get it. So I encourage you to give me your feedback. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/KevinYates. And right there on my wall, post up your feedback. If you have criticism about anything or if I missed anything, feel free to provide that too. I'd love to hear about it. And you can also, if you're in the area or even if you're not in the area, but I started a new site on meetup.com. It's www.meetup.com/my-second-life. Again, that's meetup.com/my-second-life. And join up with this group that I'm starting and join us and support us and help us all help each other. All right, so I hope that this helped you out a little bit, and I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, this is Kevin Yates inviting you and encouraging you to get up and go out and discover your life's true purpose and start living your second life today.